It's called Adderall. It's a prescription drug used to treat attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder and narcolepsy. According to the Food and Drug Administration, its side effects are stomach ache, headaches, and decreased appetite. Although those may sound like minor symptoms, Adderall is an amphetamine, which according to the FDA has a high potential for abuse. The FDA says people with heart problems or who struggle with depression can experience severe problems from abusing this drug, even death. And Adderall is getting into the hands of college students who are abusing the drug, according to a story compiled by West Virginia University journalism students. As part of a new experimental storytelling class, some of these journalism students worked with a representative of the Wall Street Journal to complete an intensive web project to investigate the story. Students talked to their peers about why and how college students are getting their hands on the drug. Brian Bumgardner is one of the student reporters who covered this story for the class.
When we talk about study aid abuse, I mean, you see on a national level all kinds of reporting about this. You see people talking about, well, the abuse of Adderall is rising, Adderall prescriptions are rising, ADHD prescriptions are rising. But a lot of these stories see this issue from the outside. What we had here at WVU is we are students. These people, we see them around us, you know, every day. We're inside this subculture, and we can see it from that perspective.
Kristen Basham is another journalism student who worked on this project.
We had this very close relationship with this drug, so it made perfect sense to kind of do this story. And we found some really crazy things, and people were totally open to talk to things.
I have taken the instant release. I crushed it up and snorted it. And that was for partying, not for schoolwork. Because after long days of doing lots of work, I was tired and didn't want to go out drinking. And people offered me lines of Adderall and said that it would wake me up and keep me up all night. It was a lot of fun. It kept me up and it kept me having a good time.
The students created an interactive website with facts and video and audio interviews collected from students and medical professionals. Through their interviews, the students learned it's not just students at WVU who are using Adderall to get their high.
I know my mom has asked me for Adderall because she wants to clean the house. I've given her Adderall before so she could clean the house.
The common denominator was, oh, it's not harmful. People treat this thing like it's scheduled substance, you know, it's in the same schedule as cocaine, but people would see this thing as just a study aid. Oh, it's just like, you know, people would talk about popping Adderall like they would drinking a Red Bull. And so as a result, you see people who are like using it for cleaning. One person talked about using it to stay up all night to play video games.
Basham and Bumgardner say it was surprising to receive so much openness from people describing their Adderall use.
We actually were really surprised. We went into this project knowing we were going to have anonymous sources, knowing people didn't want to incriminate themselves, and we didn't set out to try to incriminate anyone. We didn't want to kind of ruin anyone's reputation or things like that. And we asked people about if they knew someone who used Adderall on camera, and they would say, well, I use it, and this is my experience. So it was kind of incredible the amount of people that were totally – like, I drink 8 cups of coffee, and I also do 2 pills of Adderall a day.
You know, I think that in itself proves that, number one, people don't understand how serious this is. They don't understand the side effects. They don't understand the charges themselves, you know, the legal issues that you face. It shows that people don't understand that, and at the same time, it shows that law enforcement agencies aren't cracking down on this and busting people for this.
The students also say the university itself isn't completely aware of the issue.
There's a lot of alcohol awareness, but there's not a lot of drug kind of education, and especially with these study aid drugs. I mean, there's a lot of information on kind of the date rape drugs, Ruflin, and things like that. But the stuff that goes with Adderall and Concerta and Focalin and all of these ADHD drugs, there isn't a lot of prevention.
Reaction to this piece has been very positive, according to these two students. They are showing the website to faculty at the university and other students. They hope this story creates a more open dialogue between university officials, students, and others who are trying to stop widespread abuse of the drug. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.